The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. The organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon has been debated at the ongoing session of Parliament with its draft bill adopted by the people's representatives. The open days on the agroforestry systems for the production of sustainable cocoa beans in Cameroon has been launched by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobi. Investigations into the death of a Congolese woman has been opened in Douala following a meeting with Littoral Governor and the Ambassador of the Democratic Republic of Congo to Cameroon. Members of the National Assembly have adopted a bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon. The Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashin, defended the draft piece of legislature during a general debate in a plenary sitting chaired by the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Kombo Gebere. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatwekwe has details.
After the reading of the report by the rapporteur of the Committee on Cultural Affairs, Honorable Kum Jonji, proceedings at the House Chamber unfolded with a series of questions from some MPs on the general healthcare system in Cameroon, the issue of inadequate health facilities in rural areas, the perennial problem of roadside drug vending, and the ambiguity surrounding the popular ointment known as Bon Francois, came to the fore. Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi addressed these worries.
For the false drugs, we just answered the chamber that we are in the field. We have a national commission to handle this matter, which have the high support of the Prime Minister, head of government. We are fighting against these false drugs every day, and we have results. We have called the promoter of this bomb, Francois, and we take samples to the laboratory. So the LANACOM has tell us that this bomb, Francois, is not good for our consumption. So we have to avoid the consumption of this bomb, Francois, until he take the correction we want him to do.
The bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon was therefore adopted article by article by the entire House. The draft law that will further be scrutinized by members of the Upper House of Parliament marks a decisive step forward for traditional medicine in the overall healthcare system and will enable it to boost its contribution toward its improvement in a context still marked by high tendency on the part of the general public to resort to typically endogenous solutions. The advent of this innovative legislation would enable tradi practitioners operating in complete legality and the state to better monitor and control their activities.
The first phase of Cameroon's Youth Connect program has been assessed today in Yaoundé, with the government and technical and financial partners stressing the importance of redoubling efforts in the promotion of youth entrepreneurship. The event, chaired by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsum, is one out of several government initiatives to deal with the problem of youth unemployment in Cameroon. Vanessa Woodnang Sinamong reports.
In 5 years of its existence since 2019 in Cameroon, the Youth Connect program has impacted over 1 million young people in different sectors, as explained by Patrick Hervé Yonta, a resource person of Youth Connect Minjek.
Entrepreneurship, employability, job creation through self-employment or regular employment, peace building, empowerment of the young lady, sexual reproductive health.
Phase two of the program will focus on bringing together stakeholders for an effective mobilization of resources to better support youth entrepreneurship endeavors for the next 5 years in view of their financial independence. Martin Hutt Henson is the deputy resident representative of the United Nations Development Program.
We keep on expanding the partnership. This has to become a self-sustaining platform that brings in the private sector, civil society organizations.
The evaluation meeting in Yaoundé was also an opportunity to present Cameroon's participation in the just-ended Youth Connect Africa International Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, and the stakes of the forthcoming international fair for the promotion of youth entrepreneurship between the 16th and 19th December 2024 to showcase and promote the talent and innovative skills of young Cameroonian entrepreneurs.
In a related development, the National Youth Council is taking steps to combat youth unemployment in Mezam Division, Northwest Region, by equipping young people with skills to create business projects that attract funding. Through the Great Minds Summit held in Bamenda, the Mezam branch of the National Youth Council emphasized the urgent need to empower youths, especially in conflict-affected areas of the Northwest Region. Kilo Valerie Salah reports from CRTV now.
In the context of persistent insecurity, experts warn that youth in the Northwest are confronted with growing unemployment, poverty, and crimes. The initiative dubbed the Great Minds Summit, as articulated by the National Youth Council, is to alleviate these challenges.
Reverend Zifon Peterson, President for Cameroon National Youth Council, Mezam Division. This project is to seek proper counsel and guidance on how to show youths ways of developing good business plans, sourcing for good opportunities for funding of their good ideas, and get grants for their projects.
There are terms for self-employment, but also resolving the chronic energy problem in the region.
Julius Shenga, I'm into solar energy since 2006. I was able to build solar generators, a generator that does not use petrol or diesel, but uses a free energy resource.
Some of these efforts are usually limited by inadequate funding in a context where raising revenue remains daunting. Kilo Valerie Salah, CRTV News, Bamenda.
On to one of our lead stories. Cocoa farmers in Cameroon have been urged to embrace modern techniques of production like grafting and irrigation in order to maintain their position as one of the best in the world. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobim, was speaking during the official launch of the Open Days on the agroforestry systems for the production of sustainable cocoa beans in the Bebda Lekki division of the Center region. Ghislaine Kwa reports from CRTV Center.
Cocoa farms in Cameroon are estimated to cover a total surface area of 600,000 hectares with only 200,000 occupied by new plants and more than 400,000 by old ones. It is in a bid to renew the farms and increase productivity that the Cocoa Development Support Program, in collaboration with the Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council, have set up units to train farmers from across the country on modern techniques. Simon Basanaga is an agronomist.
We are showing the cocoa producers that if you want to reproduce exactly either the good aroma profile from cocoa or the red powder cocoa, you have to choose from the grafting material.
The launch of the Open Door Days on Agroforestry Systems in Ibebda was an opportunity for the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobe, to visit the Farmer Field School in the locality. The event was also marked by the handing of farm inputs and demonstration kits to some cooperatives in the area.
By giving at the right period, so we are going to do the treatment, and then by next year, I'm sure that the production is going to increase.
The cocoa farmers at the end expressed the wish for this initiative to be also organized in other production basins in the country. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
Strategies on how to expand Cameroon's forest plantations will continue to be sought tomorrow by forestry experts attending a two-day seminar on the National Forest Plantation Program. The event, taking place in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé, is organized by the National Forestry Development Agency, ANAFO, in collaboration with the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, GIZ. Joyce Cleve Tata reports.
Reports from the National Forestry Development Agency, ANAFO, hold that at the national level, the forest wildlife sector represents 30% of the volume of exports, mobilizes over 200 billion CFA francs in revenue, and offers 27,000 direct jobs. A sector Mr. Patrice Bigombe, facilitator at the workshop, says keen attention needs to be paid to sustain such results.
The natural forest resources will not be sufficient in the future to satisfy the national demand,
the regional and international demand on wood. That's why the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife and the National Agency for Forest Plantation have decided to set up a national program to see how in Cameroon we must develop the plantations.
To the Director General of the National Forestry Development Agency, Mr. Bikola Bikola, such a meeting is not only to tackle the issue of tree planting, but also explore employment opportunities in the sector.
It's very important to see how others have resolved the problem of tree plantation, because the tree plantation is an international concern now. And we see how the climatic changes are coming. Many young Cameroonians do not have the ability of conducting the tree plantation. This is a large space of employment.
Experts believe in as much as the state's support to growing the sector is important, it is urgent for partners to rally together in meeting the need of the wood industry in some years to come.
The European Union ambassador to Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatinier, has pledged to collaborate with the Kribi City Council following the presentation of its ambitious development project during his working visit to the seaside resort town. The diplomat commended Kribi City Mayor Guy Emmanuel Sabikanda for the futuristic initiatives aimed at boosting the South region's development. Bruno Ndongwe Fungwe reports from Kribi.
The European ambassador to Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatinier, was dazzled by the nature and exotic touristic sites of the seaside town Kribi while on his working visit to the Ocean's Vision. In his meeting with the Kribi City Mayor, Guy Emmanuel Sabikanda, he acknowledged the infrastructural projects the local government has engaged in and said it will be of interest to the European Union to be part of the transformation process.
On a parlé de la route entre Edea et Kribi.
We spoke about the Edea Kribi road, iron ore projects, infrastructural projects. The European Union would like to support the development prospects of the zone. There is European economic interest with the port of Kribi, considering European companies work for the port.
The
EU ambassador to Cameroon equally praised the fishing activities by artisanal fishermen and the ongoing projects of the port industrial zone, which has increased youth employment and reduced poverty in the area. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
The chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea from Zone A country signed Douala to visit infrastructure for their operations. The visit is on the sidelines of a two-day meeting in Yaoundé at the invitation of their Cameroonian counterpart, General René Claude Maker. Scholar Maloke reports from Douala.
Upon arrival in Douala, the chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea, Zone Z countries consisting of Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, Sao Tome and Principe, were received at the 2nd Joint Military Region by Brigadier General Benoit Eba, who was representing the Cameroonian Chief of Staff, General René Claude Maker. He was accompanied by General Divine Ekongwesem. Their first stop was at the naval base, where they taught the Coastal Surveillance Operational Center. This was followed by an inspection of one of their ships anchored at the platform 11 of the Port Authority of Douala, where the group's ships are based. The last stop was at the Multinational Coordination Center Zone D, which serves as the command post. Here, the head of the center made a presentation of how it functions and, above all, highlighted some challenges it faces. Navy Captain Sylvestre Fonkwamba heads the center.
We want to build and to have a structure which is strong, and we need more personnel, more equipment, we need more materials, we need more ships, and we need ships who are able to stay longer at sea.
At the end of the inspection visit, which was the first since 2009, the different chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea Zone D countries took the commitment to invest more so as to redynamize security measures in the zone. Scholar Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. 429 new teachers from the Advanced Teachers Training College, ENS, of the University of Betwa have officially graduated and are set to join the workforce. The fifth and sixth batches of ENS Betwa received their end-of-course attestations today during a ceremony in Betwa attended by East Governor Gregoire Mvongo and local officials. Celestine Sumbele has details from CRTV East in Betwa.
After several years of intensive and balanced training, 429 graduates of the University of Betwa's 5th and 6th batch of Higher Teachers Training College received their end-of-course attestations at the Amphi 500 of the Faculty of Economics and Management Sciences. Anne Ekemeyong Eba, Laureate.
I am very happy to have this certificate. This certificate is for my 5 years in Higher Teacher Training College in the Noble Profession Teaching.
Already qualified for the profession, the laureates were invited to contribute to national and local development as well as beyond. Professor Olivier Noti, Director of ENS Betwa.
We send today in the world of job young Cameroonians that are being trained in order to create jobs but not seek for jobs.
The University Rector, Professor Dieudonné Emmanuel Pegnem, attended the ceremony on behalf of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, and prescribed to the laureates professionalism and tolerance wherever they are called to serve the nation. The East Governor, Gregoire Mvongo, along with other administrative and municipal authorities, attended the colorful ceremony. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Betwa.
The fifth National Anti-Corruption Clinic for the North Region has come to an end with 43 cases of corruption denounced, 6 arrests made, and the suspects referred to the court. The announcement was made by the chairman of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masigams, during a closing press conference attended by North Governor Jean Abate Edi. Julius Nibat reports from CRTV North.
Presenting the results of the National Anti-Corruption Clinic, the chairman, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masigams, noted with dismay that almost all sectors of society are marred by corrupt practices in the North region. Amongst the many examples contained in the 6-page report are misappropriation of school fee running costs, production of fake diplomas and official stamps, the charging of exorbitant fees when signing official documents, illegal and organized sales of state and private lands in Garoua, collection of illegal taxes, unfair judgment, extortion of some farmers, unfair dismissals, and abuse of power, even at the traditional level.
60 people were arrested, referred to the court. And some investigations were concluded and recommendations made to relevant authorities of administrative sanction and legal proceedings.
Assuring Cameroonians that they are bound to protect their sources if the information provided about any corrupt practices they are either victims or are witnesses of is void of any bias, defamation, and malicious intent, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masigams encourages all and sundry to call their toll-free number 1517 or reach CONAC through any of their social media handles for denunciations, and the National Anti-Corruption Commission will do the rest in a bid to build an honest and prosperous Cameroon. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
We stay in the North region where drugs and pharmaceutical products weighing about 4.2 tons have been destroyed at the Waste Treatment Center in Pitwa. The illicit substances were seized by the North Regional Committee for the Fight Against the Illegal Sale of Drugs and Pharmaceutical Products. The operation was supervised by the representative of the North Region's governor. Mercy Ashwinyabuyi reports from Garoua.
We are at the waste treatment center of the enterprise in charge of waste disposal in Pitwa, where the North Regional Committee for the Fight Against Illicit Sale of Drugs and Pharmaceutical Products is at work. From the sidelines, the committee members, who constitute a mixed patrol of police and gendarmerie officers, council police, and officials from the Delegation of Public Health, watch on as several trucks carrying illicit drugs and pharmaceutical products are incinerated and reduced to flames. Manning the operation is the Secretary General in the North Governor's Office, Joseph Demsu. We are here to destroy a significant quantity of drugs weighing 4.25 tons from different sources. The first part of the operation has to do with seizing expired drugs, and secondly is a seizure of illicit drugs by the Customs Department known as Operation Alchemy. I want to invite all economic operators who are involved in this business to find something else, because it has to do with the health of Cameroonians. The fight against illicit drugs and pharmaceutical products is a huge challenge in a border region like Garoua and must be kept in check to protect the health of the local population. Mercy Ashunyabeye, CRTV News, Garoua.
The first phase of the Olunu Ovengabon Border Road Project has been launched by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi. The project, which stretches over a distance of 70 kilometers from Olunu to Onveng, cuts across the Ja and Lobo and Villa divisions in the south, is jointly funded by the governments of Cameroon and Italy with a budget of well over 60 billion CFA francs. Patience Wingo reports.
The Olunu-Oveng stretch of road in the south region of Cameroon will undergo a major upgrade with the tarring of approximately 70 kilometers, marking the first phase of the project extending to the Gabonese border with Cameroon. The project will include 13 bridges, toll gates, 59 drainage facilities, culverts, and speed bumps. In addition, the project will provide essential social amenities such as a school and boreholes to improve the quality of life for residents. The mayor of Oveng, Joseph Aloze, expressed gratitude to the government for initiating the project, which he believes will greatly ease travel conditions. During the rainy season, the journey from San Malima to Oveng is particularly difficult, often becoming nearly impassable. Ebel Minko, a representative of the elite of the South, also spoke in support of the project, noting that the road's completion will reduce travel time from nearly 3 hours to just 40 minutes. The road will feature a two-lane stretch with a 1.5-meter pavement on each side. Both the head of control mission and the Italian construction company's representative emphasized their commitment to completing the project within the stipulated 3-year deadline. Minister of Public Works Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi underscored that the road will strengthen relations between Gabon and Cameroon at the border, stimulate agricultural development, and improve the movement of people and goods. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi further expressed appreciation for the efforts of Minister of Finance Louis-Paul Mutaze in mobilizing funds for the project and acknowledged the support of the Italian embassy in Cameroon. The ceremony included an ecumenical prayer session to seek blessings for the successful completion of the project. Traditional rulers also participated, honoring the project and recognizing Minister Jumesi's efforts by awarding him the title of notable of the South region. However, the day was marred by a tragic accident en route to Oveng. The Ministry of Public Works convoy was delayed in Bamayo after a collision between a heavy-duty truck and a motorcycle that tragically resulted in the death of a school child. Ministers Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi and Louis-Paul Mutaze took time to express their condolences and offer comfort to the onlookers and law enforcement officers who were present at the scene. Patience Wingo reporting for CRTV News in Oveng.
In the following excerpt of an interview, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi emphasizes that the compensation of the people whose landed properties have been affected by the project is ongoing under the coordination of South Governor Felix Ngilingili.
It is the head of state himself who decided to request for the Italian government to support the financing of this project. But we have to face the consequences of COVID-19. We have to face those consequences, and we had consequence also, a delay in really raising the financing. Now the financing is available. And Cameroon government has already paid its own share, and the company has been here only for 30 days already. But they presented their staff And the first set of equipment is already, they have started doing what we call execution project, and they are conducting topographic studies, and they have already finalized their hydrological study. I'm convinced that they will respect the delay. And also the payment of compensation has started.
In other news, Evelyn Munge Akun has been re-elected as the new president of the Union de la Presse du Cameroun. This was during the elective General Assembly of the Cameroonian section of UPF in Yaoundé today, chaired by the Director of International Communication, Jean Lambert Nang, representing the Minister of Communication at the event. Let's now listen to the new president of Union de la Presse du Cameroun, UPF, Evelyn Munge Akun, on how she will handle her three-year mandate in this selected by Lexley Mani.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. The Yaoundé International Business School has been recognized as the most outstanding private university in Central Africa for its...
We are sorry about that mix-up, and we will be coming back to that except offer an interview. Elsewhere, mayors from the Northwest region have reaffirmed their support for President Paul Biya, projecting him as the preferred candidate for next year's presidential election. During a gathering to express their appreciation, the mayors thanked President Biya for extending the mandate of the municipal conciliators in the region, which they believe will enhance local governance and conflict resolution. Calling Dofuko Olivier reports.
Article 15 sub 4 of the Constitution of the Republic has provisions for the extension of mandate in exceptional cases. It is on the strength of law number 2024 of 24th July 2024 that the mandate of the municipal councillors, including mayors, were extended to several months. When mayors have their terms extended by 1 year, it can be a game changer for the populations in need of better living conditions. Essentially, this extra time allows mayors to continue working on projects they have already started, providing continuity and stability. What are the key benefits of an extended term? I put this question to the mayor of Benakuma, Imbru Solomon Kudi.
It will help me to write more projects because 1 year extension is very big for a politician.
The extension of mandate gives the municipal councillor an additional year in office to redefine their skills and tackle complex issues. Mayor Ngwakongo Lawrence of the Bafut municipality thinks that enough means be allocated to councils.
We are expecting that the ministries will devolve money to the council so that we solve the problems of our communities.
They say the station is a good opportunity to consolidate their achievements. Golden Dofuko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivahadiboua and the Ambassador of the Democratic Republic of Congo to Cameroon, Kashadile Bokassa Muteba, have been holding talks in a tete-a-tete to uncover the circumstances surrounding the gruesome killing of a Congolese woman in Douala. The consultation was extended to the head of the judicial police in the Littoral region, as well as the director of the Douala Lakentini Hospital, to conclude the report on that incident. Cynthia Etim reports.
The Congolese community in Cameroon, and especially those in Douala, are in consternation following the gruesome murder of one of theirs. Life was snuffed out of 31-year-old Pamela Oku last November 1, the same day she arrived in Cameroon. The circumstances that led to her death are still unclear. His Excellency Kashadile Bokassa Muteba is ambassador of the Democratic Republic of Congo to Cameroon.
We came from Yaoundé following the gruesome act that led to the death of our sister, Madame Oku Pamela, who was residing in Belgium, came here within the framework of a pleasant visit, but unfortunately died. We have come to gather information on the ground, and results will be sent to the right channels.
Audiences granted to the ambassador by Littoral's governor, Samuel Dieudonné Ivahadiboua, the judicial police, and the Lakentini Hospital director, where the corpse has been since November 2, is thus expected to shed light on the situation.
Investigations are ongoing at the level of the Cameroonian police.
The Congolese ambassador has called on his people in Cameroon to remain vigilant. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Out of Cameroon, gunfire is set to rock Juba, capital of South Sudan, as tensions flare over former intelligence chief's fate. The violence reportedly erupted after security forces attempted to arrest the recently dismissed head of the National Security Service. With that, we conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. The organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon has been debated at the ongoing session of parliament with its draft bill adopted by the people's representatives. The open days on the agroforestry systems for the production of sustainable cocoa beans in Cameroon has been launched by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairoubé.